The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. Chunky's talking about this article in the Washington Post written by Candace Buckner. The Commanders have been plenty good and a little lucky. That's the truth, but we want to get your take on it. Are they more good or are they more lucky? Let's go back to the phones. Eric is in Brandywine. Eric, Merry Christmas. What's going on?
Hey, Merry Christmas, John. How are you all doing this morning?
What's good. Up, bro? Merry Christmas.
Good, good. So listen, man. And I was listening to all of the callers calling in. I think that when you prepare a team for situations, it's not luck. They are prepared. I think Dan Quinn and the coaches, they've done a fabulous job of preparing these guys for situations. Even when they are losing or behind or they've lost games, if you notice, they always feel like they're in the moment. They're always in the game. That's preparation. So when you have that kind of preparation, you don't need luck. So it's not a surprise to you when different scenarios or situations happen in game. They're ready for that because they prepared for that. So that's just my take. When you have that kind of preparation, and if you think about it, in game, you know, changes that's been made, Ron Rivera, the old regime, they never seem to be prepared for situations.
That's a great point, Eric.
Where this team is right now.
Yeah, and going back to the previous call, they were prepared in the Hail Mary. And the game-winning touchdown, I think this past week, Jaden said that they practiced that play with Jamison Crowder on Friday.
Right, right. He makes good points. I think, but when you look at any team, I think you have to, some of these teams are just dominant and they're better than Washington player for player. But like, you know, Detroit, I'm sure they've had some fortunate breaks, but they've also earned a lot of those wins. Kansas City, yeah, they've had some breaks, but they're also taking advantage of those, and they've got a history of doing it and winning. But this year, it's been a combination of a couple things.
Let's go to Tony in Clinton. Tony, you're on with the Junks. Merry Christmas.
Hey, what's good, fellas? Look, my question is this. Is my definition, a good team beats the teams they're supposed to beat, right?
Right.
Elite teams will beat good teams.
Yep.
But the good teams beat the people they're supposed to beat. Who have we lost to that we were supposed to beat, other than
Dallas.
Maybe that bad Dallas game?
Dallas. Yeah, definitely Dallas. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. That's really the only game. Everybody else, their teams have been in place for a long time. System's been in place for a long time. Quarterback been in place for a long time. And we were in those games. They talking about the drops with the Giants and drops with Smith today.
Yep.
What about the drops that we had with Noah Brown last against the first Philly game? If he makes a couple catches, we win that game. What about the fact that we couldn't catch a pass versus Pittsburgh at all, and we lost by one? So everything people say about us in our wins, the same thing can be said that we did in our losses.
That's so what I said before. Yeah. Usually evens itself out, right? You're going to have some bad calls along the way, but you're also going to have calls that are going to go for you, and generally speaking, it evens it out. We're 15 games in. It's not a small sample size.
And look, in the Carolina game, our quarterback went out on the first drive. We still hung 41.
Right.
So it's like, and Carolina is not as bad as we think. We thought that Carolina was just an awful team, but now that we're looking at them, they're not as bad as we thought they were.
Hold on. But at that time, they were really bad. And remember, Bryce Young wasn't playing in that game.
Yeah, but the point is, we our backup quarterback came in and we still put 41 points in the game and kept it rolling.
Correct.
So it's not like we haven't been in a similar circumstance. Just so happened it was Carolina, but we played a game without our quarterback finishing the game in the same way Philly did. So everything that can be said against us can be said for us and back in every other team. So 10 wins is 10 wins, man.
Great point.
Good point.
Yeah, I think 15 games in, you kind of know what you are. I mean, They added a game to the regular season, so it's a 17-game season. But basically, they played a complete season.
Yeah.
10-5, that feels like what they are, like the seventh team right now in the playoffs. I don't think, can they win some playoff games? Sure, anything can happen. But it feels like the elite teams in the NFC, Detroit and Philly, and maybe Green Bay's got to be in there. The Vikings definitely in there.
Yeah.
And then there's a drop-off. But those four teams, you know, the Rams and the Rams are going to win their division.
Probably.
Either Atlanta or Tampa's going to win the division.
Correct.
They don't feel like they're in the class with the four that I just mentioned.
Probably not.
But Washington could definitely win because they just did it.
But, I mean, some of those teams like Atlanta and the Rams have beaten some of those teams that are ahead of them. So
you think they're better than Washington?
I don't know if they're better than Washington. If we did a power ranking, see, since Washington did beat Philly, they got that signature win. Before that, since they didn't have it, I would have put those other teams ahead because they had better wins. And I put a lot into head-to-head, even though that was week one when Tampa beat Washington. But Washington proved a lot to a lot of people by beating Philly in the way they did.
And sure, Candace Buckner in the Washington Post points out that they did beat Kenny Pickett and Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler and Will Levis. But a lot of those other teams face the same guys, too. They're not all facing Lamar Jackson every week.
That's correct. You could look at any team and go, all right, they were lucky to win here, but they were unlucky to lose here.
Let's go out to D.C. Paul, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? How y'all guys doing?
What's
Merry
up?
Christmas.
My father coached in the NBA for almost 20 years, and he coached the Wizards for 4 or 5. And one of the things he used to always say, sometimes it's just better to be good. I mean, better to be lucky than good. At the end of the day, you got to win what you got to win. Just, I'm glad the other caller called. I was hoping you guys took me first because he took my thunder. When you look at the Pittsburgh game, Mike Wallace wasn't even supposed to be in that game. The guy got hurt, and you wind up getting that touchdown. So just like we got lucky, they got lucky. We don't have a bad loss on our resume. We have Philly did to center. If we had just kicked the field goal, we'd have been up 13-12. The defense was playing lights out that game. Okay, and then you look at the Steelers and the Ravens. The only game that really was dominant was the Ravens, okay? And that's a playoff team. The Steelers and the Ravens are playing for the AFC North. You look at Tampa Bay, they're in the race for the NFC South.
Yep.
So where's the bad loss outside of Dallas, which is our biggest rivalry, and you can throw the records out the play with that. Just like when we played them, they went 0-14, and they beat us.
Yep.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking about a dollar. If our kicker had kicked the extra point, who's to say we don't win that game in overtime? Because we had all the momentum at that point. Yep. So we really don't have a bad loss on our resume. And Kenny Pickett started for the Pittsburgh Steelers and was a first-round pick.
Look, Pickett made enough plays. We talked about this yesterday. Pickett made enough plays to win the game. Did he have an interception? Yes. But he had a drop, not only the drop from Devontae Smith, which maybe would have sealed the deal, big drop from Saquon Barkley, which would have been a big play. He had a first down, would have been a first down.
AJ.
Passed A.J. Brown. Now, that wasn't a great pass.
Right.
Maybe a little bit behind him, but NFL receivers catchable. Catch that.
Catchable. Especially if you're A.J. Brown.
He went down with it.
I would agree with that.
So, I always forget. He's called before. Who was his pops? Coach in the NBA.
Eddie Jordan? Was that Eddie Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Eddie Jordan?
I think it was.
I think you're right. Let's go to Dustin in Annapolis. Dustin, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, Merry Christmas Eve, guys.
What's up, buddy? Merry Christmas Eve to you.
You know, these guys touched on it, but, you know, being prepared is important, but you got to have talent, too. We have the talent to be prepared enough to be lucky enough. You know, you start getting these plays where it comes, the game's with, you know, it's within inches, they say, right? Well, that's pretty much every play can be within a few inches here or there. And you go up against the Pittsburgh game where we didn't get the first down and they marked it a yard short. Mm-hmm. We could have had a field goal to go tie it. You know, and then you got the Cowboys game. It'd win it, yeah.
Yeah.
And you got the Cowboys game where extra point at the end of the game, tie it. Going to overtime, we probably would have won that. So, I mean, people that say that, they're just looking for a headline and, you know, we're lucky. But in the NFL, you got to be prepared, skilled. And, yeah, there's some luck, but that's every play almost. I would say every play has luck.
Thanks, pal.
All right,
Merry Christmas. Let's go to Deacon in D.C. Deacon, you're on with the Junks.
Any given Sunday, stroke of luck, the 12th man. All of those cliches kick in today, baby. Uh-huh. Look, It's no question that we took the opportunity to whoop that ass, me a question. You understand? Can you smell what they're cooking? Listen, the 12th man is not the 12th man. It's any given Sunday. In the infamous words of Steve Sable, any given Sunday, dude, this is a game of inches. Stop playing with me. This is our time. Have you ever heard of the word destiny? Which way does a river flow? Forward. You never see a river flow backwards.
A lot of cliches.
I don't really know what that meant. A
lot of cliches. But good job, Deacon. Good job, brother.
Started doing a river runs through it.
I think Deacon called yesterday.
Okay.
Or, yeah, maybe yesterday.
I think we agree. They're a pretty good team that's been a little lucky. But you got to make your luck. And I think the people that called in about preparation, you can point to the Hail Mary play. You can point to a lot of things. This coaching staff has this team prepared for all situations.
I agree.
And they have a guy in JD5 and Jaden Daniels that can deliver the goods.
Correct.
They haven't had a guy who can deliver the goods in years and years.
The last thing I'm going to say is there's no way that this, the only reason they're in the playoff hunt is because they're lucky. They've had some breaks and some big ones, but every team has.
Coming up next, Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports joins us here on The Junks.